The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to Happy Friday. In fact, every Friday is Happy Friday. And all you dads out there, granddads, great-granddads, a happy Father's Day heading into this weekend as well. Yes, Kevin, some of us even are great-granddads. That's right. That's right. I got 5 so far. Yeah, and another one on the way. These are great-grandkids we're talking about. Blessed man I am, I tell you. And I'm glad somebody else is paying the bill at that level. If the church had stood up against slavery, we may not be here. That's a comment from a Southern Baptist Convention pastor recently, reported at ChristianPost.com. And as a matter of fact, executive committee president for the SBC, Ronnie Floyd, convened an online video conference with 5 black SBC pastors this past week, and they were taking a biblical having a biblical conversation about race in America and the implications it's having on the churches of our Southern Baptist Convention and our Great Commission work that we are doing together. That's a quote from Dr. Floyd. I mention that to say that Dr. Floyd's going to be with us next week on one of the shows to... Well, what day are we having him on, Julie? He's going to join us to talk about this very important conversation. As a matter of fact, Floyd said, as we are growing in racial diversity as a convention of churches, it's important that we listen to one another and learn from each other. And he said, we're walking through some very difficult times in American life as racial tension and strife continue to rise to levels of great concern for each of us. Dr. Floyd said, I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ must answer this moment in American history, and this is why we are having this conversation, which they had a couple of days ago. And as I say, next Wednesday at 4:15, Dr. Floyd will come on to give us an update on the results of that conference and sort of where to from here as well. Also coming up in just a few minutes, one of my favorite guests, I often say that because it's true, Professor Walter E. Williams will be with us. And he's written a column recently called The True Plight of Black Americans. As you know, he's professor of economics at George Mason University. Brilliant writer, in my view, and very cogent in his observations. And yes, he's... among some in the, in the liberal community, put it that way, he's persona non grata in terms of his opinions. He and the likes of Dr. Thomas Sowell and some other outstanding conservative black writers, but he indeed is one of my favorites, has been for years. I've said it before, even before I ever came to this station up in Maine, I used to look forward to reading Dr. Williams, Dr. Sowell, and others of this ilk, if you will. So he's going to join us in just a few minutes to talk about his column of a couple of days ago, The True Plight of Black Americans in Our Country. All right. What else do we have? Well, I want to give you an update on our campaign with Save the Children, because I tell you what, we can talk about all these other issues, and they are important, and some of them are seminal in their usefulness and discussion as to where to from here. But in the meantime, we've got hungry kids all over the country, folks, and that's because of COVID-19. We've been mentioning that throughout this month. We're about halfway, well, a little past halfway through the month now, and a little past halfway in our campaign to provide $33,600 for as many of these kids as we can who are being ordinarily fed through the school lunch program. And, of course, in the summer months through summer school programs as well, none of that available to them because of the pandemic. So we've been saying, let's team up with a great ministry known as Save the Children, and let's raise as much money as we can, at least $33,600, our campaign goal, to provide these meals for these children. Now, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one of these very needy children in our own country, right here in America, that you can help, and you have been helping, minister to. And Save the Children is a solidly gospel-based Christian organization, and they're simply throwing their weight behind this need along with others across the country, because there are 32 million children who are dependent upon this program every year, every day of the year, and we need to step in, as many of you are doing. So our goal, $33,600. We're at 51%, about $17,000. Obviously a goal to go of about, $16,600 or so. And I have no doubt we'll get it there because of what you're doing. So, but only if we continue with the generosity you've displayed so far. Now, we've given you increments. Some people can relate to those, say, yeah, that sounds good. Others of you may not say, well, I just like to make a gift, period. But a $100 gift, for example, will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days in this campaign. A $300 gift will do that for an entire month for a child. One-time $300 gift will feed one of these kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner for an entire month through the summer months. And as a matter of fact, speaking of summer, a $1,000 gift will do that. A $1,000 gift will provide for a child the entire summer, three meals a day, good nutritious food every single day through the summer. And we've had some gifts of various ranges. We've had $200 gifts, $100 gifts, $500 gifts. We had a lovely gift from Jonathan in La Plata, $450 a month for 12 months. So whatever you can do, that's all we would ever presume to ask. But we do need your help, because we still are 49% away from goal, which means we have about $16,600 to still raise. So if you can help us as we're doing other things throughout most of the afternoon, number to call with your gift of any amount, tax-free, tax-deductible, I should say, to Save the Children, 888-884-4836. Toll-free number, 888-884-4836. You can make a one-time gift by credit card. If you want to give by check, they can arrange that for you as well. Send you an envelope. You can send a check in. And so that's the number to call, 888-884-4836, or online, all set up for you at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword children or click on the Save the Children banner.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE, 844-57-BIBLE. Bible.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends July 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. President Trump is officially launching his reelection campaign on June 20th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Before Tulsa's black residents were massacred by a racist mob in 1921, Tulsa was home to what was known as Black Wall Street, a hub for an emerging class of affluent black entrepreneurs. In the decades after the Civil War, former slave Booker T. Washington spearheaded the creation of a black entrepreneurial class through his Tuskegee Institute, rooted in the biblical foundations of human dignity and the merit of hard work. Washington wrote that the black slave came out of bondage, quote, with a hammer and saw in his hands and a Bible in his hands, unquote. The president has an opportunity to shift the conversation towards the heroic successes of black people despite the troubling history. He can shift the focus from victimhood to victory. I hope he uses it. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote by calling Term Provider at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-555-2085 or visit Term Provider. TermProvider.com. TermProvider.com.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. A recent column titled "The True Plight of Black Americans." My guest this hour observed that while it might not be popular to say in the wake of the recent social disorder, the true plight of black people has little or nothing to do with the police or what's been called the systemic racism. Instead, we need to look elsewhere. We need to look at the responsibilities of those running our big cities, among other things. Joining me to explain it, talk more about it, Dr. Walter E. Williams, professor of economics at George Mason University here in Fairfax, member of the board of advisors for the Media Research Center's Free Market Project. His most recent book, American Contempt for Liberty, and his website is his name, WalterEWilliams.com. Dr. Williams, I always look forward to the chance to talk together. Thanks for joining me today.
And thank you for inviting me, Don.
You started by citing some of the most dangerous big cities in the country, east coast to west and even in between. And there's one glaring similarity with all of them. What is it?
Well, the thing that's most common to the most dangerous cities and most deadly cities in our country is that they've been run by Democrats for over a half a century. And in many cases, the people running the cities were black mayors, black chiefs of police, black superintendents of schools, and city councils dominated by blacks. And this significant political power is relatively new in black history. As I point out, that in 1965, there are no blacks in the United States Senate. Only 6 members of the House of Representatives are black. And today, 52 members are black, and 9 black Americans have served in the Senate. And the bottom line is that black Americans have significant political power, whereby in the past they have not. But however, I think it's a mistaken belief to believe that political power translates into economic power. And we see this, excuse me, just by looking at history. It turns out that Japanese Americans are perhaps the most successful political group. Economic group. They have the highest wages. They have the greatest family stability. The lowest crime rate. But Japanese Americans don't have political power, even in the cities where they're the most numerous. By the other hand, Irish Americans have had political power for a long time, but Irish Americans are the slowest rising of any of the white ethnic groups. And so it's a mistaken belief to believe that political power translates into economic power.
Well, where then is the breakdown? You're right, as you've well cited, the history's long enough now for us to make a fair analysis as to who's running the show, so to speak, or the shop, and yet the results are so abysmal in terms of the outcome economically for black Americans. And, of course, there are those who quickly want to say, well, that's still because the system is rigged against the black person. And, in fact, now we have growing calls, for example, for massive repayment, if you will, reparations for past crimes. How do you answer that?
Well, I believe in individual accountability. Now, the people calling for reparations, what they're essentially saying is, let's help a black of today by punishing a white of today for what a white of yesterday did to a black of yesterday. That is, the people are saying that let's help individual A by punishing B for what C did to D some many, many years ago. And if you believe in individual accountability, you have to find that offensive. Now, the people who are calling for reparations, they never make any, and they never utter a single word about who sold the blacks to the white Europeans that enslaved them. It surely wasn't whites that ran all over Africa capturing blacks. It was black tribes. It was black chiefs in several countries in Africa that sold blacks into slavery. So the whole idea of reparations makes no sense. And what compounds that is that they're asking people who have just been here long after slavery was ended, they're asking them to pay reparations too. That is, a Hungarian fleeing Hungary in 1954, how is he accountable for slavery? It's none whatsoever, but nonetheless, reparations people don't answer that question.
Well, how then do we address the issue effectively and cogently and sensibly when there's this constant rhetoric that the black person is being held down, and yet there is the failure and I don't mean this across the board, people like yourself certainly get it. You understand from the black perspective where some of the real problems lie. But why is it, I guess what I'm trying to say is, why is so many of the black population convinced that really they've been victimized and there's nothing they can do about it because of the white man? And yet the evidence is overwhelming, as you just cited at the start of this column, that black leaders have been in control of these major population centers for decades now. Would there be some who'd say, well, yes, but they don't have the engines of economy in their hands. They don't control the large corporations and the businesses. What would you say to that accusation?
I think that's just plain nonsense. That is, one of the most devastating things to a person is to give him a rotten education. It turns out that the poorest quality schools are in the very cities that are run by blacks as mayor, chief of police, superintendent of schools. A good example is Baltimore, Maryland. And in 2016, in 13 of Baltimore's 39 high schools, not a single student tested proficient in math. Only 15% of Baltimore high school students passed the English test. And the same is true. Similar numbers can be found in cities like Philadelphia, Detroit, St. Louis, all cities run by Democrats and very often by black Democrats. Now, it turns out that my colleague Thomas Sowell, very, very distinguished economist, his recent book that just came out this week or probably come out next week, it's called Charter Schools and Its Enemies. And the blacks, he does a study of charter schools in New York City, and mostly blacks and Hispanics are attending these charter schools. And by and large, these charter schools are doing much better. The kids are doing much better in these charter schools than in the public schools. But you think everybody would be happy about it? No. Mayor de Blasio, he's attacking the charter schools. The public education establishment is attacking the public schools, and the NAACP is attacking the public schools, the charter schools, because the public school establishment and the National Education Association, which is the most powerful union in the United States, they don't want the competition, and they don't want to be shown as jackasses in terms of what they're delivering to poor black kids. And matter of fact, there are 55,000 kids on the waiting list to get into charter schools in New York City.
Wow. You also point out in the column, academic liberals, civil rights advocates, and others blame the exodus that has been occurring out of the cities on racism, saying white flight to the suburbs is being done to avoid the blacks. But you say the blacks are fleeing at greater rates than the whites.
That's right. That is black people who have the means to get out. They can't wait for beacons to move them out to the suburbs. And I point out in the column that five cities, the suburbs that had the fastest growing black populations are Miami, Dallas, Washington, Houston, and Atlanta. And it turns out that black people do not like to be mugged and have their property destroyed and vandalized any more than white people. And if they have the means to get out, they get out. And also in the column, I point out that if one is concerned with that Black Lives Matter, the last people that he should go after are the policemen. And a good example of that is that in Chicago this year, just like the case of Chicago and similar in other cities, 282 people have been killed, have been murdered. And most of them blacks by blacks, and the number of blacks shot and killed by policemen turns out to be three people. Mm-hmm. So if you're concerned about trying to save black lives, who do you focus your energies on? Do you focus on the police that have shot three black people, and probably in the lawfully so, or these 280 blacks that have been murdered by by other blacks. And just for this weekend, I would bet you a dollar to a donut that there'll be roughly maybe 10, 15 blacks murdered over this weekend in Chicago.
How do you, what kind of heat do you get from your counterparts in the black community when you take such logical and information-based stands, but it doesn't meet the template of the liberal narrative?
I don't get very much hate letters from the black community. Actually, most of them come from white people, hate letters, wow. White liberals. And I think that black people just cannot deny the kind of things that they have to live with. That is, the average American would not begin to live under the conditions that many black people in poor neighborhoods live under. Things like serving dinner on the floor and stray bullets.
Wow.
Some parents have put their kids to sleep in the bathtub to stop them from getting hit by stray bullets. Bars at the window, people afraid to come out on the street. There are stores such as we saw recently, CVS and many other black stores, burnt and looted by rioters, black and white rioters. And the people realize that something needs to be done, but I think they have a misguided loyalty to the Democratic Party.
On that note, we have to quit, and it's always too short a visit, but I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you, my friend. There's so much more to talk about, especially during these days. Thank you.
Thank you.
Walter Williams, I don't need to repeat myself, but I will. He's for decades been one of my favorite writers, and he is a very well-known economist, highly respected. And this column is called The True Plight of Black Americans.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When local Muslims in Bekasi City, Indonesia, noticed that some Christians were using an empty building for a worship service, they gathered at the building to protest the meeting. The church members eventually came to an agreement with the local residents and signed a statement promising not to conduct Christian activities at that location. Although Christianity is legal in Indonesia, a majority of neighbors must agree to the presence of a church before one can be built, and Islamists frequently stir up opposition. Pray for members of the Pillar Asih Protestant Church that God will provide a new location where they can worship.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Learn more about persecuted Christians when you subscribe to the free Voice of the Martyrs magazine at vomradio.net.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. And the district traffic is that a crawl as you make your way northbound on DC 295 due to a work zone right between Annieboros Avenue and Eastern Avenue. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the roadways have been reduced to only one left lane getting by, so keep an eye out for those slowdowns. And heavy traffic volume will start from the 11th Street Bridge. This will add significant drive time to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight, an evening shower in spots. Otherwise, mainly clear early, then areas of low clouds forming and quite humid with a low 70. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Mainly later, humid with a high 82. Sunday, clouds and breaks of sun. Humid with a shower or thunderstorm in the area with a high 85. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. More than once through the years, I've paraphrased the Peace Corps slogan on Mother's Day to say, "Mothers, that's the toughest job you'll ever love." But Father's Day, as we know, is straight ahead this weekend, and I'd just like to say on behalf of us fathers, being a father's no walk in the park or at the beach either. I'm sure many of you dads would agree. It, too, is one of the toughest jobs you'll ever love, but I tell you what, God is ready to help us do it and do it better than we might think. But we need the advice of some others, such as my guest this hour, to really learn how we can do that effectively. Joining us with his own insights on this whole experience we call fatherhood. He's one himself, by the way, and he's helped thousands of families in general and fathers in particular in his role as president of Focus on the Family. Jim Daly, welcome, my friend, an honor to have you with us.
Don, it's great to be with you as always. Thank you.
Let's talk about the importance of fathers in the basic family structure, which has, it seems to me, been so diminished and even outright assaulted in recent times. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate, Don. And for those of us that work in this area, the statistics are so strong. You have, for example, when a father comes to Christ, 93% of the family will come to Christ as well. Moms are almost like, we know where mom's at. We know mom has to love us. And when a mom and a wife come to Christ, 23% of the family also make that decision to follow Christ. So it doesn't demean mom's role at all. I think, again, it's just almost taken for granted. We know mom's going to love us. We know mom's going to love the Lord. But dad's a wild card. And when dad makes that decision, it's leadership. And it changes the way the family operates. And that's evidence of it. The fact that 93% of family members come to Christ after dad comes to Christ is quite a telling picture, I think, of what God intended there. And that's why there's a lot of pressure, rightful pressure, on men and fathers to get that right, to know first and foremost who they are in Christ and what their responsibilities are.
And there really is, as you've already cited, a powerful difference even on the child between the expectations of the father and the all-accepting love of the mother. He's my kid no matter what. There is a difference, isn't there?
Well, there really is. And I wrote about that in my book, The Good Dad, that, you know, dads are just simply the wild card. We never know exactly, you know, where is dad at? In my situation, I grew up with an alcoholic father, so that even compounded that problem. You didn't know if you're going to get Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. And for your listeners who grew up in a similar situation, that's just the life of a child of an alcoholic. You just don't know what person you're going to get tonight. And that's unfortunate. It's unhealthy. It's dysfunctional. And, you know, when you look at it, Don, when you look at what's going on in the country, by and large, I know we've got, racial issues that we've got to deal with as a culture. I get that, and I accept that. And biases, et cetera, and certainly what happened in Minnesota, we get it. Now we've got to do something. And hopefully we will do some things to correct those biases and those prejudices. But at the same time, I've been saying that the fountainhead, the headwaters of the problems in the culture, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. You look at the breakdown of the family, that's where the headwaters are at. That's what Senator Moynihan talked about in his groundbreaking research in the 60s. He was a sociologist before becoming a senator. And he had that groundbreaking research on the African-American family. And at that time, the fatherlessness rate was 26% within that community. Today, it's 77%. And the white community is in that 26-27% area. So we all are suffering in the culture from the breakdown of the family. And that's what grieves my heart, that people would call for an end to the nuclear family. That's where we learn love, empathy, how to communicate with one another, how to tolerate each other. And when the family is broken down in all cultures and all ethnicities, we're in trouble. And that's where we got to start the repair work.
Now, to us pastors, every year when I speak on Father's Day, I always try to be sensitive to the fact, because I know it firsthand in some cases, that some of the people sitting in the pew did not have any kind of a good or positive father experience, just as you've just cited for yourself. How can we minister effectively to them? Because I've had more than one or two privately share with me that, you know, that brings up pain instead of me having a father that I can honor on Father's Day.
Well, I think, again, that cuts to the spiritual nature of the whole thing. How do we truly forgive someone who's wounded us? And nobody can wound like a father. And because a child's love for his father is so deep and so resilient that you've got to go a long way before you can steal the love of that child's heart away for his father. Yet it happens. It happens through abuse of all kinds. It happens through neglect. It happens through, you know, physically being in the home, but emotionally being distant. And, you know, I think for us that have gone through that, that can mentor those men and young men particularly on how to truly forgive and understand the brokenness of humanity, the brokenness of fathers, and the fact that you've got to change it. You're going to have your chance. You're going to be the father, hopefully someday, Lord willing. And when you do, and when you have those children, what are you going to do differently? That really was my motivation. The one thing I wanted, I can meet with presidents, Don, you know this, you can meet with powerful senators, powerful people in business world. The best time of my day was getting home and having my boys run out of the house, grab my legs as I monster walked back into the house. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
I've been there, the highest places of power. But there was no greater joy that came to my heart than being with my sons. And they know that. They feel it. They say today, we know, Dad, that you love us. I broke the generational curse in my family.
Earlier today, as I was preparing my thoughts to chat with you, thought of the book titled by Chuck Swindoll. It's been reissued, Strengthening Your Grip, How to Be Grounded in a Chaotic World. And I thought, what a great title and concept just in general, but What could you suggest to dads who are doing it right? They're doing it the best they can, but they would be the first to say, I'm not doing it perfect, and they still have some years or time left to make some adjustments. What could they do to maybe strengthen their grip, so to speak, on fatherhood?
Well, the thing that I've learned, and I battle in my own marriage because my wife would expect me and wants me to be a little bit more of the enforcer. And I think for dads, the thing we have to remember is what your kids are going to need from you and what they're going to remember from you, I think, is love. And it's a hard thing for men to give if they've not received it, but you have to intentionally remember that the long game, if you've got a teenager right now, which I have too, a 17 and a 19-year-old, you got to think about them when they're 35 and 40, who they're going to be, how God's going to use them. Even if they're still in a valley spiritually, you never know. And I know many of the listeners will have adult children that are struggling. But we have to look at the long view and maintain relationship with them. And when you're looking at that as a dad, you can be rules-oriented. And you broke the rule, here's the consequence. And certainly kids need boundaries. They need those reinforcements. They need steady guidance in that regard. But what they're going to need most from you as a dad is the fact that they know that you love them, that they can count on you, even if they fail. And just think of your Heavenly Father. What do we need from God? He knows. He knows He'll help us get up. He wants us to confess our sins. He wants us to know where we have failed. And that's okay. That's good. That means we're growing through conviction. And then get up and make that commitment to do better tomorrow. And He'll be there in our corner to pick us up again. How much more, you know, a Heavenly Father, if He's going to do that for us, can we as earthly fathers do that to emulate Him? And then that's where your children are going to have the greatest success in a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ.
Now, you mentioned your book, and certainly folks want to pick up on that, The Good Dad. But what other resources, perhaps, at Focus do you have right now that would help dads?
There are so many. I mean, what
yeah, I know. I thought of that.
A parenting survey you can come and take, and it'll show you your strengths and weaknesses.
Ah.
And it's free. You just go to the FocusOnTheFamily.com website. But that's a great one. I've done it. It takes about 5 minutes. It'll just say you're going to be stronger in these areas. You may need to work a little bit in these other areas. And, you know, it's kind of like going in for your smog test on your diesel engine. Hopefully you're going to pass the test. But, you know, bottom line is there's a heap of resources. Just get in touch with us. And we'll put the tool in your hand that you're going to need for what you're facing.
One quick final question. Is it not fair to say that a person's understanding of God and openness to God is at least in large part affected by the kind of relationship that person may have had with a father?
Absolutely. The one comment when I speak on this topic, I'll have, you know, 30 guys in front of me at the end of the talk, and generally each one will come to me and say, I didn't have that kind of relationship with my dad, and I don't know how to have that kind of relationship with God because my father framed what it means to have a father, and it's not healthy. And like I said, you've got to come to the place where you can let that go and let God begin to fill you with what it means to be a father, to be a man, etc. And he will do it. I've never, in my life's experience, when I've had a challenge in this area and asked God for help, he's never failed me. And I think I can stand on solid ground, take the challenge, search out the scripture, especially in this area of fatherhood. Look at the trouble in scripture of the dads like King David. The truth is none of us are perfect, and you're not going to be perfect. You just want to keep moving in a positive, godly direction every day with your kids.
Good word, my friend. Thank you for helping us head into the Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
Thank you so much, everybody. Happy Father's Day, and you too, Don. God bless you.
Thank you. Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family. And again, as he mentioned, you can go to the website, FocusOnTheFamily.com. You dads take the survey, and you don't have to tell anybody else how it came out if you don't like the results. But seriously, I think it would be really helpful for you to do.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A volatile trading day with the stock market finishing mostly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 208 points and the S&P 500 fell 17. But the NASDAQ Composite edged up 3 points. That's the index's sixth straight advance. Amid a sudden jump in coronavirus cases in several states, Apple announced today it'll reclose several of its stores. The news stoking fears about another lockdown in those areas. The tech giant is temporarily shutting 11 stores located in Florida, Arizona, North and South Carolina following spikes in new positive COVID-19 cases. Apple shares slipped less than 1% today. Clothing retailers say they may pack away a substantial share of inventory for later seasons or even next year instead of pushing their goods into what's likely to be a cutthroat period of post-pandemic markdowns. The stockpiles are a major cloud over apparel retailers because sales are highly seasonal and styles can change drastically over the course of a year. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com, promo code WAVA.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
This Father's Day weekend, June 19th, comes a brand new film, Selfie Dad, available at salemnow.com. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction, and I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of reading the Bible.
Go to SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. SalemNow.com.
One of the things we often talk about with the campaigns is they do give us a way of taking the focus off of some of our own problems and refocusing on the problems of others. And I know there are lots of things to disturb your tranquility, if you will. Give you agita to keep you up at night if you let it get to you. But first of all, remember, biblically speaking, we are called to walk in the peace of the Lord no matter what. I mean, I've often been challenged indeed and amazed at our Lord himself when he said, quit worrying. I mean, I'd say most of us have that down to a fine art. We don't even have to work. We don't have to work at it. But you know the words of the Apostle Paul as well in Philippians. He said, don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Now, that's a formula for life that I'm still working on after all these years, and probably you are as well. But to realize how inclusive Paul's words were, and here's a man who went through fires of testing and tribulation and danger of death not once but numerous times over, shipwrecked, beaten, imprisoned, on and on. As you know, for example, on one occasion at least, beaten until the point of death outside the city of Lystra. And as a matter of fact, the amazing thing is that when the disciples, I believe, prayed him back, in fact, many theologians and Bible students as well assume or infer that that was the time in which Paul was caught up into the heavens where he simply says, I know a man 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of it, I'm not sure. I don't know. But he said, I saw things not lawful, not possible, whatever that Greek word is there, to even utter or tell us about. And yet it was at the point of death, perhaps dead, and prayed back to life by his disciple brothers standing around outside the city of Lystra. And the amazing thing is, when he was revived, he didn't go to the local hospital. They took him back into the city, the very city where he had nearly been killed, or perhaps had been killed. And he started strengthening the faithful, encouraging the saints. And it's that man who says, don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. And as you do this, probably could be fair to say if you do this, but as you do this, as you quit worrying about everything and as you pray about everything, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep guard, set a guard over your minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. So there's a sequence unfolding, as you can see there. As long as I'm worried and agitated, first of all, prayer doesn't even come to mind because I'm so caught up in the emotion and the intensity of the problem. But if I can detach myself from that by faith and begin to pray about it, even haltingly and with a mixed sense of, is this going to work or not? I'm talking about how our flesh works. But if I focus in on that, press through and pray, and then get God's perspective on the situation, that's when the peace of God will come in. And I often paraphrase that verse, the peace of God which passes all understanding. I think a fair paraphrase would be the peace of God that does not make sense in the natural. You look at the situation and says, there's no way I can be peaceful about this. And that's true, by the way, for nations as well. One of the greatest weapons of response to all the violence and crises in our country is prayer. And it's said so often that I fear we really tend to say, oh, yeah, that's right. But that is our recourse, folks. That's it for this hour. We'll be back.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. Action, 703-922-1900.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us, with a desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We our United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher over life of loan.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year, totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Churches and places of worship around the world have closed to ward off the spread of coronavirus. But thanks to technology, groups can still worship together online. In the coming weeks, as tensions escalate, people of faith will be called upon to serve and be a comfort to others. And online church services will be a medicine for the mind and soul. So remember, together, we'll get through this.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at...
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing, WAVA.